Espetxe irrati feminista. Astelenero, 7:00.
Dein feministisches Knastradio. Am Montag 19 Uhr.
Siz feministlerin tutsak radyosu. Her pazartesi saat 19:00.
Radio Féministe Carcérale. Chaque lundi à 19 heures.
Feminist Prison Radio. At 7 p.m. on Monday.
La radio feminista prisionera. Todos los lunes a las 7 p.m.
Radio Nasabil Nasrinat. Kilion Panel. Sansapal Nasa.
Complitza. Rompiendo los muros de insolación.
Und ihr hört Kompliza, das feministische Knastradio auf Radio Lora. Wir haben einen Bericht gehört über People on the Move von, auf der Balkanroute und gehen nun von dort direkt nach Gaza. Vielleicht haben einige von euch am 9. Oktober Kompliza gehört, denn am 9. Oktober, als der Krieg oder die Gewalt in Palästina-Israel angefangen hat, haben wir eine Nachricht vorgelesen von einem Freund, einem Aktivist aus Gaza. Er hat schon öfters Texte geschrieben, auch für das Radio Lora. Und er ist nun gestorben und wir werden deshalb etwas über ihn vorlesen und auch etwas von ihm vorlesen. Sein Name war Khalil Abu Yahya und er war ein palästinensischer Aktivist. Er hat auch viele Texte geschrieben auf Englisch, weil er englische Literatur unter anderem studiert hat. Und deshalb war auch dieser Kontakt so stark. Er hat den Great March of Return organisiert, 2019, 2020 oder mitorganisiert. Das waren Demonstrationen in Gaza gegen die Grenze, diesen Haag, der Gaza eben zu diesem großen Gefängnis gemacht hat und immer noch macht. Es haben sehr viele AktivistInnen dort jeweils an der Grenze demonstriert und es wurden bei diesen Demonstrationen auch sehr viele Menschen palästinensische AktivistInnen von der israelischen Armee umgebracht, unter anderem auch Gesundheitspersonal. Und bei diesen Demonstrationen war es jeweils so, dass auf der anderen Seite, sozusagen auf der Seite des israelischen Staates, auch eine Demonstration gab von israelischen und internationalen AktivistInnen, wo die AktivistInnen auf der anderen Seite auch mit einer Palästina-Fahne so auf einen Hügel hochgegangen sind, um die Solidarität zu zeigen von der anderen Seite des Hags. Das war jeweils nur kurz möglich, weil die Menschen oder die AktivistInnen vom israelischen Militär wieder weggeschickt wurden. Es gab aber jeweils ein Telefonat zwischen den jüdischen, israelischen, internationalen AktivistInnen auf der einen Seite und den AktivistInnen auf der anderen Seite. Und Khalil hat sehr oft diese Telefonate geführt, weil er so gut Englisch kann. Und als er danach etwas später nach Jerusalem konnte, in ein Krankenhaus vor ein paar Jahren, weil er sehr krank war und Krebs hatte und deshalb so ein Visum bekam für einen Aufenthalt in einem Krankenhaus in Ost-Jerusalem, weil seine Krankheit nicht weil es keine Möglichkeiten gab, ihm zu helfen in Gaza, in den Krankenhäusern. Da bestand dieser Kontakt eben schon mit anderen AktivistInnen außerhalb von Gaza und deshalb sind sehr viele Leute ihn dort besuchen gegangen in diesem Moment. Und es gab deshalb sehr einen großen Kontakt mit ihm in der linken israelischen Bewegung und auch international in den Bewegungen, weil eben viele AktivistInnen dort waren. Ich habe ihn dort auch kennengelernt und er hat sehr viele sehr starke Texte geschrieben. Deshalb denke ich, ist es wichtig, auch weiter über ihn zu erzählen. Gerade auch, weil er eben Texte auch für Kompliza und Radio Lora geschrieben hat. Ich werde zuerst einen Text vorlesen, der im Plus 972 Magazine erschienen ist. Er hat selber auch für dieses Magazin geschrieben und der Text ist so ein Text für ihn, der geschrieben wurde, nachdem er gestorben war, von Sahar Wardi. Sie ist eine israelische Aktivistin. Und der Text wurde original auf Hebräisch publiziert, aber ich lese die englische Übersetzung vor. A tribute to Khalil. Even in his death, Khalil reminds us of our role as human rights activists and freedom fighters. To keep going so that this won't happen again to anyone. Khalil. I scroll up through our messages. Our last normal correspondence is from September 27, when we were talking about his grade point average, or rather, how to convert his GPA from an academic institution in Gaza to an academic institution in the UK or United States. I sent him some ideas for scholarships. He said that even if he couldn't find one abroad, he might find something online that would allow him to write his PhD in literature inside Gaza. We message a bit. Where is he? And then comes October 7th. We message a bit. Where is he? The Israeli army ordered them to evacuate from their neighborhood in Gaza City to the adjacent neighborhood of El Rimal. So he and his neighbors evacuated, but thankfully not to El Rimal, which was bombed 2 hours later. His neighborhood was too. He told me his house was blown up. All of his memories of his father, the tears won't stop falling, he said. It continued like this. Once every few days we would write to one another. Once every few days he would update. Update that he was alive. Updates on who else has died. And somehow, almost every time, he would sign off with how important it is to him that I know that this hasn't changed what he believes, hasn't shaken his desire for another world, a better, more equal one. I wouldn't want this to happen to anyone, he wrote. As with other friends in Gaza, I didn't know what to write. 4 days into this nightmare, I told him exactly that. That I don't know what to write except that I'm thinking about him and that I wish I could do more. It's enough for me that you asked about me, he replied. And I cried. The first time in that terrible week that I managed to cry for everything. I cried for all the fear, for all the helplessness, for all the photos of people who were murdered and kidnapped, and the horror on their faces on October 7th. I cried for the horror of what was to come, his home that was bombed, the worry. I cried for the parallel worlds that I felt I was seeing and I wasn't able to bridge until I spoke to him. How lucky that he exists, I wrote to a mutual friend. How lucky. The next day he sent another update. The house that he was staying in belonged to his relatives had been blown up. He counted 4 dead family members and 5 dead neighbors. He called just over a week ago. He tried to speak but didn't manage to. I was in the middle of something and afterwards he wasn't available. We can't speak later, he wrote. The final message is from 2 days later, October 23rd. Another airstrike on his family's home. More relatives killed. I'm so sorry to hear about your family members, I wrote to him. More and more people, names, stories, just adding to the list of pain that continues to grow. Hence our role as human rights activists and freedom fighters, he replied. A few years ago, he came to Jerusalem for surgery and needed blood donors. After that, some of my blood also flowed in his veins. There is a part of me that wants to write that on the day Khalil was killed, my blood was also spilled in Gaza. But that's a lie. I am safe in my home, in front of my computer. This is connected to the internet, with food in the fridge and water running through the pipes and 4 walls that are still standing. And he's not. Him, his wife, their 2 young daughters, all dead. He will no longer submit his PhD application, which he told me during one of these conversations he'd have worked on even during all of this, if he'd had a little more electricity. He will no longer respond to me with an impossible combination of horror and optimism. He will no longer tell me how much he's waiting to meet me one day. When all this is over, the only thing he's still able to do is make me cry. And maybe one other thing, to remind us that this is why we are here, the human rights activists and freedom fighters, to struggle, to keep going, so that this won't happen again to anyone. Das war ein Text von Sahar Vardi, einer israelischen Aktivistin, und es war ein Text, der geschrieben wurde für Khalil. Ich denke, es ist wichtig, auch seine Texte zu lesen, weil er sehr viel geschrieben hat. Und ich habe einen Text ausgewählt, den er für eine Demonstration geschrieben hat 2021, weil 2021 auch Gaza bombardiert wurde und der Text deshalb immer noch sehr aktuell ist in seinen Ansichten. Und eben, es ist ein Text, den er für diese Demonstration geschrieben hat. Die Situation war zwar anders, aber irgendwie doch gleich, und zeigt auch auf, dass eben der 7. Oktober nicht der Anfang war dieser Gewalt, sondern dass Gaza seit Jahren bombardiert wird, immer wieder, und die Menschen so viele Kriege schon überlebt oder miterlebt haben. Genau. Das ist der Text von Khalil, auch auf Englisch. I'm a human rights activist, a researcher, a prisoner in Gaza, a dreamer and a writer. Hello, every human. My name is Khalil, which means dear friend, comrade in Arabic. I'm sorry that you are going to know me through these horrific events that we are going through. I'm writing this message while my neighborhood is being horribly bombed by apartheid Israel. With every bomb, we bury dreams, wishes and a future. In every family, we have a martyr or a wounded. I'm not sure if language can help to describe something indescribable or to put into words the suffering of a nation. I'm observing Israeli-American-made F-16 and F-35 while covering the sky and reminding us of the previous massacres and crimes that will again happen because we want to defend our rights to live. Yesterday, we lost some flowers in Gaza. A woman lost her husband and a child in one bomb. Another man was preparing for his wedding day, which will take place in 4 days. The wedding day has turned into a melancholy because the groom was killed. Another man died while his wife was delivering their baby child. This means that the birthday of the child is the death day of his father. He will never be able to celebrate his birthday throughout his whole life. Another woman lost her 3 children in one bomb. She lost the fruits of her life in a second. Yes, 1 second is the time that Israel takes to deform our life forever in one press of a button from its warplanes and to change the whole course of life for a whole family, just in 1 second. I can go on and on and on in telling more stories, but my heart would not bear it. We know very well that Israel will not be held accountable for its crimes. That's why it bombs us every time it enjoys an impunity. I'm sorry to say that we are paying the price while the world is in the comfort zone. Sometimes I ask myself, do we dare to disturb the universe by the burning heart of a mother who has just lost her family and by the genocide that we are facing? But we have no choice. We cannot keep calm while we are being killed because of our ethnicity or religious identity. I believe that the cause of Palestine is not only for Palestinians, but also for all humans and conscientious objectors and activists. We feel that this horror is a déjà vu. We have been experiencing that since 1948, while the world is just watching. Our role as humans is to pose critical questions and to try to change. Yesterday, a friend of mine asked if I am okay. I said that I cannot take care because death is on the corner and I can see my neighbors while being bombed and that I may be the next target. Israel does not understand that being powerful gives it the right to oppress others. Never in any colonial case did an oppressor stop the crimes without being forced to stop by international campaigns and activists like you. The colonial system has to be boycotted and sanctioned. Remember that it is 1.5 hours to drive to get to Jerusalem from here and to see you, but because of Israeli apartheid and the siege, I cannot. I hope that we will not be forgotten in this prison of Gaza and that our stories be told. I hope that I can complete my masters before I die. I hope to try how it feels to travel even for one time before I vanish. I hope that all oppressed people be given back their rights and to enjoy the meaning of life. Remember what Bobby Seale from the Black Panthers says. You cannot fight racism with racism. You have to fight it with solidarity. Remember that you will have to tell your children and the next generation about your situations today. Will you tell them that there were oppressed humans, but we did not care, or that you fought hand in hand to empower justice and freedom? You choose.
Palestine will be free, y'all.
Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free. Don't let Palestine.
As long as Palestine is our free, Palestine, none of us are free.
Don't let Shekhin.
Don't let Shekhin.
The God I know with the loudest.
The God I know with the loudest.
Do you pray to the God of love or with power and violence? The God with the loudest. States murder and call ourselves righteous. Fuck Zionists, fuck ISIS too. Palestinians be ranks, they're being abused against Netanyahu. Don't mean against Jews, Jews rising up too. But I've seen on a new compassion for a nation. Beyond colonization, IDF, you are killers. I believe in the action, real passion. Generation holding up black pillars. To the present, to the absent, to the prisoners and their absence, to the exiled and their talents, victims of colonial harassment. Tell me in the name of what do you kick people out their homes? Tell me in the name of what do you shoot at kids for throwing stones? Tell me in the name of what do you kick people out their homes? Tell me in the name of what do you shoot at kids for throwing stones? Palestine will be free, Palestine will be free. Take it back at olive trees. I said that here Palestine. I said Palestine will be free, Palestine will be free. Take it back at olive trees. Sahia Palestine. Long live Shireen. You don't want no violence. Fantasy and genocide is pro-violence. Silence is violence. Louder than sirens. Resistance obliges. Hero defiance. Faith is a guidance. This is no conflict of two equal sides. Claim to be neutral but rule and divide. CNN Times spreading those lies. Children of Gaza, we hearing your cries. Les boycotts et les sanctions. Où sont les arrêts des subventions pour défendre l'Ukraine? Y'a pas de tension. Moyen-Orient, pas les couilles, pas du semblant. Faut pas semblant. Les bombes tombent. Civils enfants ou pas, tu succombes. Génocide Gaza est devenu une tombe. Chaque seconde s'apprête pour que le monde s'en rende compte. Tell me in the name of what do you kick people out their homes? Tell me in the name of what do you shoot at kids for throwing stones? Tell me in the name of what do you kick people out their homes? Tell me in the name of what do you shoot at kids for throwing stones? Palestine will be free, Palestine will be free. Take it back at olive trees. I said that here Palestine. I said Palestine will be free, Palestine will be free. Take it back at olive trees. Sahia Palestine. Long live Shireen.
Stop accusing those that stand in solidarity with the Palestinian cause of being anti-Semite and in favor of innocent Jewish people dying. It's just an attempt to silence those speaking up against colonization, apartheid, and decades of oppression. What you don't understand, I don't want to understand when you're silencing people, is that saying free Palestine is not justifying everything that Hamas does no matter what, but rather putting the situation into historical context and pointing out the double standards of the West. If you are now outraged that Israeli civils have been attacked, as you should, then you should also be outraged that civil Palestinians have been targeted and killed for decades and are being starved and bombed by the right-wing Israeli government backed by the West as you listen to this track. But the discussion around the process of the Palestinian liberation cannot just be reduced to peace and compassion for both sides, because there can be no peace between exploiter and exploited, colonizer and colonized, oppressor and oppressed, without an end to the colonial regime. Palestinians are continuously painted in the media as terrorists. We're conditioned to see them that way. Dehumanizing. Why isn't the media saying their names, sharing their dreams, hopes and stories? This is no conflict. This is genocide. And the world should not be debating if it is or not behind their screens. The Jewish community is not the Israeli government and should never be automatically assimilated with them. Just as the Muslim community, the Palestinians, should never be automatically associated to Hamas. I mean, are you to be held accountable and killed for any bullshit your government does? Stop genocide now. Stop apartheid. Don't be silent. Speak up. Speak up.
Palestine will be free.